And now, J.W. Jones presents The Wolf in the Shadow of Everest.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Wolf's Den today. Today, we have something a little bit different here today on The Wolf's Den, actually, I have to say. Today we have a rock and roll band, and we haven't really showcased a rock and roll band here. Not a rock and roll band like this. Ladies and gentlemen, any of you that grew up in the 70s or that liked the 70s rock and roll style of music, you are in for a treat today. Shadow of Everest with their CD Idle Hands is in the studio. We got JV. How you doing, JV?
Good, man. Good.
Excellent. And we've got Sean.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Good to see you. And we've got Andrew. Now, we're missing Matt. Andrew, say hello. Don't be a shy.
Hello.
There you go. So now the band was formed in 2014.
Yeah.
Okay. All Halifax guys, except for we've got an import here from Ontario, but he's been here 13 years, so we got him a special Maritimes order today. Guys, whatever possessed you to play this kind of music?
The music from the 70s, man. That's what my dad fed to me, right? I think the first record I ever had on was Led Zeppelin 4.
Right on!
Yeah, dad was a big fan of Yes and April Wine and, the Zeppelin, the Doors, that kind of stuff. So that's what hit my ears and that's what inspired me to play.
And Sean?
Same. I just growing up listening to all kinds of records, but now the stuff out there... I like the more heavier stuff though too. So
yeah,
stuff that you wouldn't hear in the 70s. But I like all kinds of music.
I mean, like your guys is heavy, but at the same time, it's not, you know, gargoyle heavy, and it's, you know, I mean, like you're not, you know, decapitating anything or anybody or, you know, doing any harm to animals or whatever.
There's a limit. Yeah, there's a limit to the heaviness. It's got to have a groove.
But you know what? I found though in your lyrics, there was a message in every song. Every song had something about making you just a little bit of a better person.
You think so?
Am I right? Yeah, I do.
That's awesome. That's great.
That's what I got out of it.
That's good. That's good, right? That's an excellent message.
I mean, I'm an old guy, and I look for the, you know, aha moments. but, I mean, was that any of the intent?
No. I'm really the only one who puts lyrics together, but it's usually just, it's got to be a good story. Right. I like writing about mythology, and we do have themes of like self-discovery and, there might be a little bit of venting, you know, here and there.
Well,
that holds it all together.
That makes it rock and roll, doesn't it? There's got to be a little bit at the establishment there.
That's what goes through my mind all day. Mythology and venting.
Yeah.
So now you guys all got day jobs, I take it.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
And what do you do?
I'm a systems administrator. I fix computers and systems by day.
Right on, buddy. You could be in my group, no problem at all. And Sean?
I work for the banks.
You work for one of those guys. Man, I'm telling you, you're not scoring a lot of points. Just kidding, pal. And Andrew, what do you do?
I'm a software engineer.
You're a software engineer. Holy cow, a bunch of guys that I don't even know anything about. I can turn on my computer and I can send an email. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we're going to listen to... In the Shadow of Mount Everest, and then we're going to listen to Sagarmatha. Is that correct?
Yep, Sagarmatha. Yep.
Dig in your own grave for whatever you hunger, you will consume. Those are pretty heavy lyrics.
Yeah, that's a pretty big song.
Yeah, and In the Shadow of Mount Everest, now that's just like a little intro song. That's the first one we're going to hear. And that gives everybody just a little bit of a taste of what they're going to... what they're going to come up with when we first hear this song. I mean, to me, it was, Mother Nature meets Mother Nature. Nice. The thunder came in the valley. And you say that was, you guys just put that out there? And
yeah, I just had the idea for just a little bit of flavor, not really a song that we had written and had preconceived, but just something to give... like you say, a little bit of an intro and just a little bit of flavor.
Set the mood.
Yeah, set the mood.
Well, I tell you what, it certainly made it a fellow want more.
Awesome.
Okay, because, I mean, like, I was looking at it and I'm going, like, it's only a minute and 24 seconds or something like that. I'm like, no. So you got to write another verse for that one anyway, okay? Because you got to expand on that. That was, I really enjoyed that.
Good.
And so the mythology is a lot of the place where you get your ideas.
Sometimes it's easy to write lyrically about mythology because it's not true. So you can play with it. You can make your own fable however you want to spin it. Right?
There are no dragons.
No.
Oh
no.
Man.
I'm breaking hearts.
Oh, this is just a bummer. I'm telling you, Andrew, give me some good news here, buddy.
Well, some of our favorite bands are very into mythology and things like that. Like, you can see we're big Mastodon fans. You can tell by the...
Yes, I can see that. Yes, yeah.
I have a Mastodon patch on the back of my jacket.
Okay.
And those guys, their old albums are all about just, like, monsters and...
Yeah, and cool demons.
Stuff
and,
like that. And
yeah.
Just...
It's a good story.
Mythological creatures. Yeah. You can say anything you want about that.
Right? You can take that back to the 70s when a band called Uriah Heep, Demons and Wizards.
Totally.
You know, I mean, it's all right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you guys all hook up and get together? Like, did you go to school together? I mean, well, not obviously, because you went to school in Ontario.
What school?
I forgot they don't have that up there.
Well, I think the whole group of us have been playing music since we were little kids around here.
Yeah.
Except for Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been all over.
Yeah, I kind of didn't play a lot of music for the last 7 or 8 years, and I decided to try to reach out and find some new comrades, and these guys were playing around town, and I managed to connect on Kijiji, out of all places.
Wow.
Yeah, it's still where musicians meet.
Well, I tell you, better than Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted bass player. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Shadow of Everest with their CD Idle Hands. We're going to listen In the Shadow of Mount Everest and Sagarmatha right here on CIOE 97.5, the home of East Coast music.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen, with Shadow of Everest. And we just did hear In the Shadow of Mount Everest and Sagarmatha. Now, guys, or Sagarmatha, there we go. Guys, it's hard to get a gig in this city when you play original music.
It can be.
Okay, and the genre of music that you guys are playing must shorten that list of places that are saying, hey, come on in here and play. But there are bars and there are places that that are quite accepting to your music.
Yeah, I mean, we play at Gus's all the time. Monty's Show Bar in Dartmouth is really welcoming, and we've been there a couple of times. We don't really fit into the acoustic duet kind of supper gig. we're kind of a band that you seek out. It. Yeah, you come out to see us. You don't really eat or have a date or a drink or anything to what we're playing. But yeah, Gus's, Monty's. We have a couple shows coming up at Parkside in Dartmouth there, as well as Men's and Molly's. Yeah. They'll have us there too. So.
Yeah, you know, and all of those bars are places that, you know, contribute very well to the live music scene. Like, we couldn't do without Monty's.
No,
you
absolutely.
Know, like, we really couldn't. And there's, you know, there's other bars as well, you know, and Gus's Pub is the same thing, right? I mean, in the city, in the north end of the Halifax, that's the place, you know? I mean, that's the bar to go to. Yeah. And you gotta love these places that are giving us live music.
Yeah. I find with this style of music too is that the other bands that play this stuff, there's a strong camaraderie amongst groups. So it's not like you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I emcee a blues festival that's attached to a metal fest.
Yeah.
And unbelievably, they go extremely well together, but the heavy metal side, every one of those bands, I mean, they're all there for the whole weekend to see everybody play, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everybody is for everybody else.
Yeah, we're all buddies, too, in all the groups, and we see each other all the time. And they always come, like, buddies from other bands will come out to see us a lot, too, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So stay connected to that.
Yeah, it's kind of, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but it's kind of like the nerdy thing, right? You know, like, I mean, like, people that are into certain cliques.
Yeah.
You know, but your guys' music seems to be a little bit more loving and a little bit more together than a lot of other genres. Like, I find that people in your genre support each other.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Totally. Metalheads, so to speak, are some of the best fans and some of the best supporters of music, just in general.
Yeah.
They're willing to give everything a shot.
They're some of the most respecting fans, too.
Yeah.
Of an actual venue. You can go see a metal show, and at the end of it, it's totally clean, and nobody causes any actual ruckus
and
or anything.
There for a good time.
That's right, and I'll attest to that, because like I said, I've been there and I've seen it, and they're very respectful people. Ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to Idle Hands. She's not who she claims to be. And we're going to listen to Holdin' On. And I really, really like this tune. Really like this tune. Ladies and gentlemen, Holdin' On and Idle Hands coming up right away on CIOE in the Wolf's Den here on East Coast Music.
Harder than I imagined.
Welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen. We just heard two great songs off of Shadow of Ever's Idle Hands CD. Now, guys, we just listened to, I do believe we just listened to Idle Hands and Holdin' On. Yes, we did. Now, Holdin' On, if I reach the finish line, will that be enough? And there was another line there, something about, if time ends, I'll still be standing here.
Yeah, time will end and I'll still be standing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole song is about self-discovery. I wrote it shortly after, I think, after or before my first daughter was born. And it was just a lot of moments of, you know, personal reflection and what have you. So there's there's a lot of self-discovery content in that track. And I know it's a bit of an outlier, like when you stack Holding On against some of the other tracks that are on that record and some of the other stuff that we play. But the point of what we play is that it's got a groove, right? Like everything has to have that groove.
And I mean, like I said, I really related to that song. That's when we were talking. I said, you know, I found that a lot of these songs, there was a little bit of a message in them. And I suppose it's like anything, you know. I mean, you can read into it what you want to read into it, or, you know, I mean, there's a song about a guy, you know, wanting to see his parents and everything, and it chokes me up because it reminds me of my father and me.
Sure.
And I find out that the guy that wrote the song seen a guy walking in a train station and made up a story in his head.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it wasn't what I thought it was, but that's what it meant to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, and I think that's Holding On. I mean, my notes, you know, it just says great to love the lyrics. You know, I mean, it made it, just the song, they made you sit back and think, and it made sense.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
You know?
A lot of people like that one. It's funny, there's a lot of our, like, friends who are, like, the really, really heavy metal absolutely love that song. It's like, oh, really? Like, kind of throws us off. But it's all about the hooks, right?
Well, I mean, but that's it, you know? I mean, it is exactly what it is in whatever grabs you.
Mm.
You know, and the other thing that I noticed throughout this whole album, and I was going to keep this till a little later on, but it just makes sense now, is talking about that, is the tightness of this group.
Yeah, we claim to be pretty well rehearsed. I think we are. And I think that just comes with the territory of the type of music that we really like. You have to be to have... you know, we enjoy playing in complicated time signatures or complicated riffs, and you can't nail that unless you nail it.
So, practice.
Yeah.
Practice,
before I joined, what really drew me to this stuff was how complicated it was, and I just pictured how much fun it would be playing live. And I mean, the riffs are complicated and they're different too. Like, you play one riff at the beginning of a song, you'll play it again later, slightly different, and we take pride in doing it bang on. Yeah. And it's fun when you do it bang on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that I've just learned over the last couple of years, is I always thought you guys were up there and it was work. And now I watch bands in a whole different light, because once you get to know people, you get to know their, you know, just their personality a bit. And most bands, man, they're just having a ball.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, you have to have, I mean, we're not rolling in the dough, so yeah. We just love playing so much, we'll keep doing it as long as we can.
There's a lot of work that goes into your pregame, right? We spend hours practicing this stuff and, you know, going over and over and over it to make sure that we have the best version of the song that we can possibly have. But then when it comes down to showtime, you know, we just pull the trigger, and whatever happens on stage, you just leave it all on stage, right? Yeah. That's the whole point.
Yeah, and you know, and that's why I love live music. I mean, you can listen to stuff on the radio, and you can listen to CDs, and you can listen to all of that stuff, and it's all been polished, and it's all been rubbed right clean, but there's nothing in the world like going and seeing somebody live.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and every night is different. I mean, you could go see the same band five nights in a row, and every night get a completely different show.
Yeah. We like that about our sound too, man. When we walked into the studio to do Idle Hands, we said, this is live performance, but, you know, with the perfection that the studio can give you. You know, there's no mistakes, no dead notes, but there's not a lot of studio magic on top of it. You know what I mean? We don't make really heavy use of effects that we can't use on stage. So what you hear, you know, on Spotify or the radio or what have you,
where does it need it?
That's just it, right? That's just it. So what you hear is what you get from us on stage too. We just strive to reproduce what we did on that record.
We try to stay true to the sound.
We play a lot of retro instruments as well. We're not really into the more modern metal gear.
Yeah.
We play old Marshall amps.
Gibson, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I'm an old hippie, and I just love the old style rock and roll, and I love this. And ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna listen to Senseless, and this is a very, very deep tune, or at least I thought it was, anyhow. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back and relax. We're gonna listen to it right here on CIOE 97.5, the home of East Coast music. Thank you. Welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen. We just heard Senseless. Now, guys, we're talking off mic here, and I said, for me, that song right there took me back to when I was a teenager hanging out in my buddy's basement with the lights off and sitting back listening to the tunes, you know. The music on that tune was amazing, and it's so clean and so tight. Just a royal treat to listen to.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You know, like, it must be something to get in the zone when you're playing something like that and just get there.
Yeah, this one live is pretty wild. There's about, what, like 4 minutes of guitar solos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to know the parts, yeah. Changes. Like.
Yeah, on the recording, it's one guitar. But what we do live, since I joined, is we do back and forth.
Back and forth.
So I think JV does the first 2 minutes, and then I get to do the last 2 minutes, which is, it's amazing when you're live because you literally have everyone's attention on you for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as a group, it's just like on each of you.
Yeah. And but now, do you suffer from any kind of performance anxiety? Like, do you get nervous really bad before you guys go on stage, or?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
Yeah, you always get a little nervous.
You get a little bit of a rush, and then once you start playing, you're like, oh yeah, these songs are fun, and my friends are here.
We're once you forget where you're at.
Yeah.
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 And this comes so far into the song that you're already really into it.
Yeah.
You're having a great time. But yeah, when I first heard this one, this EP was recorded before I joined, and like when I was growing up, when I was a young teenager, my father, he made a point playing a lot of Pink Floyd for me when I was a kid.
Good daddy.
So I grew up playing guitar, listening to like Dave Gilmour solos and stuff like that, right? So
yeah.
When I heard this, I was just like, that was played on a Strat. I know exactly what's going on. But we don't use Strats live, but we use Gibsons. So we kind of turn it up a little bit.
A little bit louder.
A little bit louder.
Yeah.
We get a little psychedelic sometimes in that song.
Now, the only critique I got, guys, is you could always use more cowbell.
I don't think we have any cowbell.
I don't think we have any.
Oh, no. No, we're never hearing any either. But you know what they're saying about the old rock bands? You could never have too much cowbell, right?
Next EP.
Yeah, cowbell and a Hammond organ, you know, and then you're right. Then you're deep in the 70s. But guys, I tell you, we're going to go out today. We're going to be listening to a song called Sinner's Train. And I don't know, the song just said to me, there comes a time you got to pay. Mm-hmm. You know, like, no matter what it is, there's just...
Yeah.
I encourage anybody listening to go check out it's a short story. I can't remember the writer's name, but it's called That Hellbound Train, and that's what this song was written about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you say you've got one daughter, two daughters?
I've got two little girls.
Two little girls?
Yeah, 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Right on. And you got any children? No.
No, thank you.
You and I are on the same page. And Andrew, you got any little ones?
I have two lovely dogs.
You got two lovely dogs? Okay.
That's what he calls his children.
Skipper and Flip, yeah. Is your wife going to be happy about that?
Well, it's true. Two lovely dogs. Yeah.
So now tell me, guys, what's the plans now? You've got some gigs, you said, coming up here soon, the end of the month?
Yeah, we're actually doing four shows in a row, May 31st to June 3rd. I know we're playing Gus's, Monty's, Men's and Molly's, and Parkside Pub, yeah. I don't know which days, but I know we're playing those places on one of those days.
And that's another bar that's come up lately is the Parkside Pub. They've started holding quite a bit of entertainment in there.
Yeah, I've seen a few shows there. It's another
bar. And they have an open mic, too. So, yeah. Mm. No, that's great. Guys, listen, where else can we get a hold of you? Where can we find you? Can we find you on Facebook?
We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Okay. So what are people looking for? Is there a hashtag, anything they got to look for? Just Shadow of Everest? Will that take them?
Shadow. Shadow, no S.
Shadow, of yeah, no,
Everest.
No, yes, Shadow.
A lot of people when they play gigs are always saying Shadows of Everest, yeah. So it's like a it's kind
one,
of joke.
One mountain, singular.
One yeah, mountain, one yeah, mountain, yeah. But Shadow. Just Everest, that's it. The rest of them don't count.
And yeah, you can find us pretty much on all those handles. Like
okay. And now
Spotify,
your EP,
iTunes.
Okay, and they can buy your EP online as well?
Yep.
Yeah, we got some new stuff coming down the pipe.
All right, and how long is that going to be before that hits the airwaves?
Not long yet. We just tracked it. It's being mixed right now. We were at Old Confidence Lodge there in Riverport.
Okay.
Sweet. Yeah, sweet spot. Yeah,
2 weeks
sweet
ago.
Spot.
2 weeks ago. Week and a half.
All right. Well, listen, you'll have to come back.
Be happy to.
And see us when you get that out. And I want to thank each and every one of you for stopping into the Wolf's Den today.
Thanks for having us.
And my pleasure. Like I said, thanks for taking me for a little blast in the past there, because it was a pretty cool place to go.
It's our pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the drill, as we always say here on the Wolf's Den, please, please be kind to one another, be nice, and always, always, always hug the ones you love.